So let's start with measures 1 and 2. Here they are by themselves. Now the left hand is quite similar to what we did in the intro. Let's take a look at it first. We'll have F, C, F, A and F together, and then G and F together. So that is the F, 2 below middle C with your 5th, C above that with your 2nd, F above that with your 1st, then down to the A below that with your 3rd. Then you'll hit those two together, and then you'll play G and F. So keep the F under your 1st, but instead of the A under your 3rd, give me the G below that under your 4th. After that, we'll have this. And that's the F under your 5th, C above that with your 2nd, F above that with your 1st. Cross over to play a G above that with your 1st, and then play the G below that with your 5th. Now right hand, you're starting on C, F, and A, and that's middle C, F above it, A above it. And for this, you can use fingers 1, 3, and 5. This will play with the left hand's low F, 2 below middle C, pedal up and down. Then left hand plays the C under its 2nd. Then the F under its 1st, and the right hand moves up to play the C above middle C with that. Then when the left hand plays the A 2 below middle C with its 3rd, right hand, I want you to play middle C and the E above it using fingers 1 and 2 with that left hand's A. Then when the left hand plays the A and F together, right hand play the middle C and E together. Then left hand will play G and F, with it right hand play B, D, and F. Just like in the intro, right hand, that's the B and D on either side of middle C, F above that with your 4th, left hand is playing G and F. Then for measure 2, left hand will start it off by itself, playing that F 2 below middle C with its 5th, pedal up and down. Then when the left hand goes to the C, above the F it just played with its 2nd, right hand with it I want you to play middle C with your 1st. Then when the left hand plays the F above that C with its 1st, right hand, I want you to play the A above middle C with your 5th. Then the left hand will cross over for the G. With it, right hand, I want you to play the G right below the A you just played using your 4th. Then right hand, you'll play D, F, and A together. And that's the D right above middle C, F above that, A above that. I'm using fingers 1, 3, and 5. You'll play this chord 2 times. Then you'll play the G above middle C, which should be under your 4th. And with the left hand, we'll play that G 2 below middle C. Then after that, right hand play middle C with your 1st. And that is the end of those two measures. Here they are again slowly. Okay, let's take a look at measures 3 and 4.